This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Agricultural Statistics Service is currently conducting the 2014 Tenure, Ownership, and Transition of Agricultural Land, or TOTAL, survey in collaboration with the Economic Research Service. NAS Census and Survey Division Director Barbara Rader says the TOTAL survey is a comprehensive study of all agricultural landlords across the country.
The TOTAL survey is designed to collect information from farmers and farmland owners on income, expenses, debt, and assets. The survey will ask about acres of agricultural land owned, how it was purchased, and provide a measure of the number of acres acquired and sold. To do this, USDA NAS is currently surveying farmers and ranchers who rent agricultural land to others, as well as landlords who do not farm themselves but rent land.
In December 2014, Rader says NAS mailed survey forms to a sample of farmers and agricultural landowners in the country. She says trained interviewers are currently calling and visiting landowners to help them respond to the TOTAL survey.
The 2014 Tenure, Ownership, and Transition of Agricultural Land Survey is part of the Census of Agriculture program. Participation in all Census of Agriculture surveys is both required and protected by law. USDA NAS safeguards the privacy of all respondents, ensuring that no individual, respondent, or operation be identified. Respondents can be assured that every response will be kept completely confidential as required by law. Our nation relies on the flow of objective, credible statistics to support the decisions of our government and the people we serve. So participants of any NAS survey can rest assured that their data will not be published in any way that would identify them or their operation.
Rader says the TOTAL survey is an integrated survey of farm finance and land ownership questions. She says there are two versions.
The first version is a landlord version designed to collect finance and land ownership data from landowners. And the second version, or the farm operator version of TOTAL, targets U.S. farmers and ranchers. The landlord data will be combined with the farmer data and provide a complete picture of the state of U.S. farmland ownership.
U.S. farmers and ranchers face much uncertainty about their future livelihood and ability to maintain sustainable farms. Rader says the current available information is becoming outdated, and the TOTAL survey is the only source of data on landlords who rent land to others but do not farm themselves.
For example, the average age of landowners continues to rise. Using TOTAL data about land transfers will be critical for understanding the characteristics of farmland owners and sellers. So after the TOTAL survey, USDA will be in a much better position to develop policies and programs that address the ways to enhance access to land, like, for example, for new and beginning farmers or traditionally underserved groups of farmers and ranchers.
The TOTAL survey results will be released this August. Data will be available on the NAS QuickStats database. A document with the key highlights also will be published. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this. The Illinois Council on Best Management Practices had a meeting in Macoupin County today focused on cover crops. Andy Shireman farms in Scott, Morgan, Brown, and Green counties and was on a panel to answer farmers' questions at today's Best Management Practices meeting. I had the chance to speak with him about his experience with cover crops.
I started cover crops 5 years ago. The main reason was I wanted to increase the organic matter in my soils, but there are a lot of other benefits. I run some highly erodible ground, and I was in a no-till operation already. So adding the cover crops just helps with the runoff also.
So far, how has your experience been with it? Are you happy? Has it been doing what you wanted?
So far, what I've been noticing that I'm very happy with it. The one thing that I have not really done much testing yet, I know I'm still in my fifth year, but I have not made any soil tests to see if I've increased any organic matter or not. But what I have done is done some root digs. I go out with a shovel very often in my fields, and I can see the microbial activity has increased tremendously. So I know I'm doing some real good for my soils.
And just so people can get a little background of where you're coming from, can you tell us about the cover crops you use and what rotation you're using them on?
The cover crops I use, I mainly stick with annual ryegrass and cereal rye. Anything ahead of a soybean plant, I put cereal rye down. Anything ahead of corn, well, I shouldn't say anything. I try to go annual ryegrass ahead of corn, but sometimes the calendar does not let me do that, so I stick with cereal rye in that situation also. I also I do corn on corn, so that is definitely worked into the program well. The cover crops fit well in a corn on corn situation also.
And what goes into deciding what cover crops you want to use on your operation?
I think first thing is economics for me. I try to make sure that it's going to relate well with the actual cash crop that I'm trying to produce. I don't want something that's going to have a negative effect on the cash crop, because that's really my main goal, is to raise a good crop. I'm putting these in to enhance my crop, not necessarily to harvest anything off of them. So I want to make sure it fits well with the crop that's going to follow.
Cover crops are catching on as a more popular theme in farming. Would you recommend other farmers look into cover crops?
I would definitely recommend it. It is a wonderful feeling when you see the cover crops growing out there. You walk out in your fields and do a root dig and find the earthworms out there. It's just a wonderful feeling. I put them on every single acre I have. There's not an acre in Illinois that should not have cover crops on it.
Very well said. And do you have any tips for those who are looking into starting them, for those who may be apprehensive about it?
I think the first tip I would give somebody is talk to another farmer that has been doing it for 2, 3, 4, 5 years. Get their input first. Try to find somebody close to you that has a similar soils that you do. Everybody tells you to start small. I did not do that. I jumped in both feet and I haven't looked back since. And that worked out very well. I really didn't have too many in my area that were doing cover crops, but I feel very comfortable when somebody comes to me and asks advice that I can give them the advice they need to get started.
All right, very good. Do you have any final thoughts about cover crops or about today's meeting that you'd like to share with us before going today?
I think it's very interesting going to these meetings and meeting new people and hearing the questions that they have and seeing how cover crops are actually spreading throughout the state. And it makes me feel good, because I know it's a good thing for all of us.
Again, that was Andy Shireman speaking on his experience with cover crops at today's Macoupin County Best Management Practices meeting. There will be another Best Management Practices meeting in Jerseyville this Wednesday. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.